a transmission to all CBS owned and operated and affiliated stations, presenting a preview of the new Maury Amsterdam show. First, a brief word from Hubble Robinson, Jr., CBS Vice President and Director of Programs. Mr. Robinson.
Thanks, Warren, and good morning, gentlemen. In just a moment, you're going to hear the recording of a new comedy show. There are three points I'd like to make about this production, which concern the strategy of how it was built. First, as you all know, one of the surest ways to a big comedy success is with a show built around what we call stand-up jokes. The reason there aren't more shows like that on the air is that comedians who can handle them are hard to find. But we really think we have found one in Maury Amsterdam. We think he has the same talent in timing, in handling of lines, in overall performance that the others who have gone to the top have had. And, because of that, the same chances of top-flight success. The second factor essential to success in building a comedy show of this kind is to have the relationship between the star and the various stooges carefully thought out even before you put a line on paper. 3 months of that kind of preparation went into the building of the show you are about to hear. The third factor, of course, is to have writers, competent for the job, working for a producer who has the skill to pull the entire production together. Our writers are men of long and wide experience in the comedy field. They know their trade. And the show is produced by Irving Mansfield, whom you know as the producer of the great Arthur Godfrey Talent Scout show. We think that spells out all the ingredients of a hit. And we hope that when you have heard the record, you'll feel that way too. So here it is, the Maury Amsterdam show.
Tom McCann, the shoe that saves millions of dollars for millions of wearers each year, presents the Maury Amsterdam Show.
I'm Maury Amsterdam. First man says, this morning my dog had pups. Some typewriter, the U is missing. Let's see how that sounds. This morning my dog had pips. Fine thing for a dog to have, especially in the morning. Oh, well, gotta finish writing this joke. Second fella.
Maury, what are you doing in that broken-down typewriter?
Hello, Aunt Mamie. Hey, I just made up a sensational joke, and I'm going to use it in my act at the Golden Goose Cafe tonight. Look at this. You want to hear it?
No, I don't.
All right. Well, listen. Well, one fella says to the other fella, hey, this morning my dog had pups. And the other fella says, congratulations. What kind of a dog is it? And the first fella says, female. How about that, Eddie? Isn't that a killer? Huh? Does that attract to you? Isn't it hilarious? Amusing? Isn't it? Now, what else is new?
Maury, why don't you get out of the nightclub business? It's ruining your health. Look at you, you're tall. You're flabby. You're as weak as a child.
Weak as a child, Emma. You wouldn't say that if you saw what I did early this morning.
What did you do?
Well, I got out of bed and I went to the front door in my pajamas. I picked up two bottles of milk in one hand, a bottle of cream in the other hand, a loaf of bread and a newspaper under my arm. And believe it or not, I carried it all the way into the kitchen without dropping a thing.
Well, what's so great about that?
There was no string on my pajama pants.
It's about time you saved your money and got into a regular business. You'll never get anywhere as a nightclub comedian.
Go ahead, scoff at me, laugh, scoff. They laughed at Fulton, but he went right ahead and invented the fish market. Aunt Mamie, it may surprise you to know that I'm getting my big chance tonight. Do you know who's coming to the club to see my act?
Who?
Oscar J. Schmidlap.
Well, who in the world is Oscar J. Smidlap?
He's only the biggest producer in Hollywood, and he happens to be the richest man in California. Oh, what a mansion he's got. I saw pictures. Imagine, he got 14 gardeners.
14 gardeners?
14? Yeah, he's got four gardeners who water the front lawn, four gardeners who water the side lawn, four gardeners who water the back lawn, and he got two gardeners who do nothing but water each other. I'm telling you, after Mr. Smidlap sees me, Aunt Mamie, you'll only have one choice.
Yeah, I'll give you a job as a gardener.
Oh, Aunt Mamie, you picked on me enough. You never offer me any encouragement. Nobody does. I want to be alone. Alone with my only friend, the cello. When you go, please be very careful the way you close the door. Close it very gently.
All right.
Gee. Guess I shouldn't have given her those vitamin pills for Mother's Day. At last, alone with my cello. Oh, so nice. Hello, honey. Let me hear your sweet voice. Got a cold. Jesus. Nobody appreciates me. Nobody. Imagine, my Aunt Mamie wants me to give up show business. Well, I've been singing since I was 3 years old. No wonder I got such a sore throat. I was a boy soprano. As a matter of fact, my voice was so high I was 15 before I could get out of the Girl Scouts. And I always sang with feeling. So much real feeling. I'll never forget the day I sang Donkey Serenade. Why, people all over swore I was a jackass. And then one day Hey, look what time it is. I gotta get to work. Hey, Aunt Mamie, get me my green Mackinaw with my open-toed sneakers. I gotta get to the Golden Goose.
Do you want to cook smartly through summer, ladies, in lighter, cooler shoes? Then walk right down to Tom McCann for a pair of those popular ballerinas. They're perfect partners for your summertime outfit, as easy on the eyes as they are on your feet, and priced to go mighty easy on your pocketbook, too. Just $2.99 a pair. Tom McCann brings you a stunning variety of styles in simulated black suede, simulated gold, and genuine white leather. Worth noting, these Tom McCann ballerinas are adjustable by a lace around the top that assures trim fit at the ankle and relieves gapping. And they're all built with an inside heel lift for greater walking comfort. So get your favorite ballerinas early, ladies. Enjoy them longer and spend less for them. You can do all that by making your selection at Tom McCann's today. Please remember, though, only certain stores carry ladies' things. Kindly consult the telephone directory under Tom McCann, M-C capital A-N, for the ladies' store nearest you. Now, back to the Maury Amsterdam Show.
Welcome to the Golden Goose Cafe.
Oh, it's you. What do you say, Maury?
Hi, Charlie. How's my favorite doorman? How's everything at home?
Well, I'll tell you. I don't like that you sound like I'm complaining. But a wife of mine, who? She's always, you know what I mean, always starting something, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know what you mean.
I'll tell you what I mean. You know how I like to bet on the horses every day, how I play a little poker once in a while?
Uh-oh.
Well, my wife, you know what I mean? Mm. Now she wants me to quit all that and give her the money so she can spend it on a lot of nonsense.
Like what?
Food.
Charlie, that's what you get for marrying a gold digger. How about opening the door for me, Charlie? You know that, boss. I gotta get in and get the
water. Hold on. Wait a minute. Maury, not until I show you some songs I've written special for you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know just what you mean. See you later, Charlie.
Wait. Hold on. When do you get a load of this song, Maury? You're thanking, you know what I mean?
All right. Come on, what is it, Charlie?
Well, it's a love song entitled, "Your Kisses Set Me on Fire, Honey Mine. I didn't know you were smoking a cigar at the time." How do you like it?
Charlie, it's really mediocre. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Hey, come back. Look. When you hear this one, this is a jazzy one, boy.
Well, photo, don't you? Oh, no.
I call it, "When I Put the Cactus on Your Seat, Mother, I Knew You'd Hit the Ceiling."
But, Charlie, I gotta go. I'll see you later.
Wait. Just one more. One more. This one is as good as anything Nick Kenny ever wrote. The tender ballad called, "We Didn't Find the Needle in the Haystack, Darling, but we had fun just the same."
Charlie, that last two, that's the one I'll keep in mind.
You will, huh?
Yeah, eventually, if I'm lucky, I'll forget it. See you later.
Bless my soul. Am I really looking at little old Maury Amsterdam?
Well, you ain't looking at little old Rocky Graziano. How's my second little magnolia blossom tonight?
Oh, I'm fine, darling. What have you all been doing today?
Well, I got out of bed. I spoke to the janitor. I had a chat with a mailman, and then I took a bubble bath.
You all took a bubble bath?
No, I took it alone.
Now, do be serious. How did you really spend the day?
Well, you must know, honey, I spend most of the time listening to my aunt.
Oh, tell me, how is your aunt?
My aunt? She's in fire. Oh, but it's not funny. Believe me, she's always picking on me. She keeps telling me I ought to get out of show business. Got a brand new idea now. She wants me to get married and have children.
Oh, that's not a new idea. It's been going on in the South for years.
I can't make her understand. That's not for me. I'm not ready for marriage. It would hurt my career.
Oh, now, Maury, do you think being married to me would hurt your little old career?
Honey, child, being married to you would be a little old.
You and me married, just the two of us.
That's the usual number.
Oh, can't you see it all, Maury? You come home from work in the evening. I'm waiting for you in the garden. And you're so anxious to kiss me, you jump over the little old garden gate.
Yeah, and I fall right on my little old kisser.
Sublime, darling. We just live on love. For breakfast, I'd give you a hug. For lunch, I'd give you a kiss. And for supper, I'd give you hugs and kisses. Wouldn't that be wonderful?
Yeah, but a ham sandwich wouldn't be bad.
You make good real soon.
Well, baby, it may be sooner than you'd think. Look, I don't want this to get around.
Uh-huh.
But you know who's coming here tonight?
Who?
Oscar J. Schmidtlap.
Oscar J. Schmidtlap?
Well, I suppose.
He's one of the biggest producers in Hollywood.
That's right.
Oh, darling, I just know he'll be crazy about you.
Well, gee, who could tell? Maybe he'll put me in his next picture.
Oh, you'll be so famous. Your picture will be in all the pie of us.
The pie of us?
Certainly, pie of us.
You mean papers?
Papers?
Yeah, papers.
Oh, you know, but if you talk with the most peculiar dialect. I'd better stop taking my cigarettes. The floor show's about to start.
Okay, see you later, honey.
Welcome to the Golden Goose, folks, and at this time we're proud to present our little songbird, Miss Ginny Powell, with Hank Silver and the boys. Now, how about little hands, folks?
I may be wrong, but I think you're wonderful. I may be wrong, but I think you're swell. I like your style. Say, I think it's marvelous. I'm always wrong, so I said, you're all aces. pain in the neck. Faces are all open spaces. You might be Gregory Peck. You came along today. I think you're wonderful. I think you're grand. But I may be wrong. You said to me, I'm on aces. Life is a pain in the neck. Faces are all open spaces. You might be Gregory Peck. You came along. I think you're wonderful. I think you're grand, but I may be wrong.
What's the matter, Charlie? What do you want? Gee, that's Mr. Schmidlap. I better get right over there. Thanks, Charlie. Mr. Schmidlap, welcome to the Golden Goose Cafe. How far are you after that?
Never mind. I'm a very busy man. This is my secretary, Miss Longnecker. Miss Longnecker, I want you to meet Maury Amsterdam.
Please, not while I'm eating.
Secretary is always with me. Never go anywhere without her.
Never go anywhere without her?
Nowhere.
Don't get much chance to get to the Turkish bath, do you? I didn't mean to be fresh, Mr. Schmidlap. There's a certain part of my act.
Yes, Miss Longnecker.
Time for you to take your pink pill.
Thank you. You know, Amsterdam, these pink pills are the greatest things in the world. I've been taking them for the last 10 years, and look at me. I'm in as good condition as a man of 55.
How old are you?
35.
Yeah, that's wonderful, Mr. Schmidlap. Why, you're just in the prime of beef.
Listen, Dick wants to see you in the office right away.
Oh, thanks, Charlie. Sorry, I gotta go, Mr. Schmidlap. The boss wants to see me. Hope you enjoy my act.
Remember that jingle about the barefoot boy with shoes on? Well, parents, that's a perfect description of a youngster wearing a pair of Tom McCann's barefoot sandals. Here's cool summer comfort, all right. The uppers are trimmed out neatly to give him real barefoot freedom with his shoes on. And Tom McCann's prices are just as refreshing. Sizes 8.5 to 2 are just $2.98 or $3.29 a pair. But if your boy prefers wearing sneakers, let Tom McCann show you a brand new type. Foot support sneakers, they're called, because they're specially built with a sponge rubber arch and heel cushion. They have porous black canvas uppers for ample ventilation and non-marking crepe finish rubber soles for good long wear. Yet Tom McCann prices them, beginning with size 12, just $2.39 to $2.79 a pair. So please let boy parents and save. Get him barefoot sandals or foot support sneakers at Tom McCann's. Here again is Maury Amsterdam.
But, boss, you gotta listen. You can't do this to me. Gee, tonight of all nights, and there's a big Hollywood producer out there.
I don't care who's out there, Amsterdam. You're gonna use my nephew Gregory in your act tonight.
Oh, but I'm trying to make an impression tonight, boss. Your nephew will just ruin my act. I tell you, I won't do it.
You will.
I won't.
You will.
I won't.
You're fired.
I will. See, boss, if you just talk reasonable, I listen.
Believe me, that nephew of mine will improve your act 100%. I'll call him. Gregory. Oh, Gregory.
Hello, Gregory. Coming.
Here I am.
Amsterdam, I want you to meet my nephew. This boy is loaded with talent. Loaded.
Yes, sir. Gregory's the name and comedy's my game.
Loaded, all right.
He's got talent he hasn't even used yet. Go ahead, boy. Show him some of your imitation.
Sure, Uncle Nick. Glad to. First of all, give me my impression of Al Jolson. Get this. Hey, come here for ya. Here I come. Here I come. Here I come.
Hello. I'll pay half his fare.
Nothing yet.
Oh, you are so right.
And now I give you Frank Sinatra. Racing for the moon.
Gregory. What's the matter with you?
What's the matter? What's the matter?
That's Frank Sinatra. That's Rudy Valley.
What do you know? I do Rudy Valley, too.
Well, Gregory, I'll use you in my act tonight, but please, no imitations. We'll just do a couple of jokes together.
That's damn time for your act. I'll get out there.
Okay, and Gregory, when I'm ready for you, I'll call you out on the floor.
And now, the Golden News is happy to present the star of our floor show, the funniest feller in any cellar, Maury Exeter!
Oh, folks, it's wonderful to see you, and you all look like great, big, beautiful dolls out there. A whole audience like a big, beautiful garden of flowers. Of course, I see you weeds here and there. Oh, and the lovely lady hat. There's the butte over there. Did you kill it yourself? Oh, I'm crazy about the hat. Well, you know something about women's hats? I like the kind with the feathers on them. You don't pay for the hat, they fly back to the store. Oh, I have dynamite. This is a true story. We had a woman walk in here in the cafe the other night. You know what she had for a decoration in her hat? A pair of men's shoes. Looked a little higher. There's a man standing in them. And her husband. They were acrobats. Oh, I feel like a doll tonight. And I have a song that will absolutely fracture you people. Wait till you get this. This is a little thing I wrote myself. And it's going to be a very big hit if it is. I want to tell you that I sang this song last night. Come on, folks. Laugh faster. I'm sailing for another city in a few minutes. Maybe we can get Hank to burn and the fellas to give us a little background. Oh, this song will kill you, folks. Yucca buck, yucca buck, yucca buck, yucca buck, yucca buck. I met a lot of crazy guys, but the craziest is my brother. Everything I say to him goes in one head and out the other. Yucca buck, yucca buck, yucca buck, yucca buck, yucca buck. Loop love, yucca buck, yucca buck, yucca buck, yucca buck, yucca buck. A girl, she broke her glasses, and imagine her surprise. When she asked, Doc, must I be examined all over? She said, no, just your eyes. Yucca buck, yucca buck, yucca buck, yucca buck, yucca buck, yucca buck. Yuck-a-buck, yuck-a-buck, yuck-a-buck. Get the idea, folks. Do just like the fellas in the band. When we come to the chorus, we want you to join in. As a matter of fact, we have a prize tonight for the best singer, a big, beautiful 25-pound box of mustache wax. Now, wait a minute. I know it sounds a little ridiculous, but you never know when you're going to need it. Get an emergency call in the middle of the night from some friend. Hey, you've got 25 pounds of mustache wax. Don't be caught short. You think they're your friends, but those are just the kind of guys go around talking. Some friend. Every time you ask them for something, you ain't got it. What do you say? Wow. She was a girl who had no fears. Life held for her no terrors. At 42, she hadn't even been hits, no runs, no errors. Can you hear me over there? Oh, boy, are you lucky. You know, it's strange, but I am the kind of a fellow that everything funny happens to me on the way to the club. Just tonight, I'm walking along the street. A fella comes up to me and says, hey, Amsterdam. Oh, no, that was you. Excuse me. Pardon me, folks. I have to talk to the boss of the joint. Club. What do you want, Nick?
What about Gregory? Get him up there, will you?
Oh, Nick, have a heart, will you? Do I have to? I'm fracturing the people tonight. You know, like a house of fire I'm going.
Remember what I told you. Now get him up there.
Oh, all right. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a young fella here tonight who wants to break into show business the worst way. And he's just the guy who can do it. Come on up here, doll face. Folks, this is Gregory.
How are you?
No, don't make such a big thing. Now, wait a minute. Look, Gregory. We're going to do my new joke. Now, get this. I meet you on the street, and I say, hey, Gregory, this morning my dog had pup.
This morning my dog had pup.
That's right. You say, congratulations. What kind of a dog is it?
Congratulations. What kind of a dog is it?
And I say, female. Got it?
Yeah, got it. I got
all right.
It.
All right, folks, we're ready. Maestro, as you please. But it's my old friend Gregory.
Congratulations. What kind of a dog is it?
Gregory, what's happening? You're a little too anxious. Now, just wait till I tell you what happened.
What happened?
This morning my dog had pups.
How many?
What difference does it make how many? 10, 20? What's the difference?
Well, it makes a lot of difference to the dog.
Gregory, this is only a joke.
Oh, fine joke. If you had 20 pups, you wouldn't think it was a joke.
Do me a favor, lad. Don't take it so much to heart. When I tell you my dog had pups, all you say is congratulations.
Well, actually, I congratulate you. What are you, the grandfather or something?
Look, I own the dog. The dog is 4 years old, has a gentle disposition, is reliable, sober, willing to work, has tuxedo, will travel, available for weddings. Tell him what you got me doing. It's just a plain, ordinary dog.
Hey, if my girl has a dog...
Please, I don't want to hear about your dog or your girl.
Yeah, but my girl is very smart. She's got a wonderful job.
I don't care.
She works in a rug factory. She's a matter.
What's the matter?
Nothing. What's the matter with you?
You are about as funny as a Betty Davis picture tonight. Now look, nature boy. Listen to your old dad. Let's start all over again, will we?
Yes, okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, please, and this time don't rush. Hold your horses.
Congratulations. What kind of a horse is it?
Listen, doll boy, and I use the word doll only because your head is made of sawdust. Let's go over this whole thing thoroughly, step by step. Now, first I say, this morning my dog had pups, and then you say, congratulations, what kind of a dog is it?
Female.
Well, nice knowing you, Gregory. You've been grand.
What's the matter? What's the matter? Did I kill the joke?
No, it just died of old age.
To blame it on me. It was a rotten joke anyhow. And even if it was a good one, you could get a laugh with it.
Oh, I couldn't, eh? Well, look here, lad. I don't care if you are the boss's nephew. I've had a great sense of humor ever since I was a little kid. Why, even when I was a baby, people used to come for miles around to see me. And when they looked down at me in the crib, you know what they said?
Congratulations. What kind of a dog is it?
We'll be back in a moment.
The average golf course measures about 4 miles. But if you play golf the way I do, frequent excursions into the rough stretch it to 5 or 6. Now, that's a lot of walking to do. And it'll seem miles further if you're not wearing a supremely comfortable shoe. So, gentlemen, here's a little tip on how to get more enjoyment from your game and save some money to boot. Get a pair of Tom McCann golf shoes. They'll smooth your step, lend firm support when you take your swing, and they're good-looking enough to win compliments in the locker room. Take your choice, lug shoes with rubber cleats, good old pre-war crepe rubber soles, or the kind with removable metal spikes, which you can keep right on wearing after you leave the 19th hole. They all sport the same modest price, just $6.65 a pair, which makes it very easy to choose yours at Tom McCann's today.
Georgia, I feel terrible. After what Gregory did to my act, Mr. Smidlap will never look at me again.
But, Maury, Mr. Smidlap didn't see your act.
I tell you,
He didn't?
Why, no. Just before you started, he got an emergency call. He rushed out in a great hurry, and that was the...
Wait a minute, honey. I'll get the telephone. Hello?
Hello, Amsterdam. This is Oscar J. Smidlap.
Oh, hello, Mr. Smidlap. I hear you had to rush away. What happened?
What happened? Haven't you heard?
No, what?
My wife just had a baby.
Well, congratulations. What kind of a Smidlap is it?
George Lyon saying,